When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
I got a question.
Yes?
There's a kid that I love. I call her kid. She's 31. I've talked about her before. Her name's Kaisefit. That's actually not, God bless social media. That's actually not her name. That's her social media handle. And like, she came and met me in Chicago and did a workout with me on the TIU tour. And I just sat with her and I was like, tell me about you. Like, tell me all about you. She has a degree in exercise science, right? I mean, she's a badass. And God, Janice, she's talking and it was like looking at me, not like physically looking at me, but years ago. And she's like, I don't want to make any money. And I like, everybody should have fitness for free. And, you know, and this and that. And, you know, I don't need a man to run my business. And I literally was just, it was like going back in time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, all right. The fitness stuff, we don't need to talk about. You clearly are professional. The business stuff, we need to talk about. And I realize that, and this is more of a message, obviously, to our millennial listeners, but there's an idealism to youth and there's a practicality to life. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget when I think some people still have that idealism.
Sure. Absolutely.
But the problem is that life requires compromise and negotiation. You can be like, no, baloney, but that's just not true, unfortunately. And in order to get something done that you want to get done, it requires give and take and compromise. Not to say you're compromising your values, but so like, who voted for Bernie here? Oh, did you vote for Bernie? No, Nick,
no.
You were Hillary. Jake, you were Bernie, right? Yeah, Jake was Bernie. Jake's eating. Manus, you were Hillary.
Hillary.
I was Hillary. And everyone's like, ugh, some, you know, people are saying, ugh, Hillary, meh. But here's the thing. I like Bernie too. But Bernie had never passed a significant piece of legislation in his entire career. I get it. But Bernie didn't even really have a plan per se.
Yes.
And so this kid, I'm talking to her and I'll never forget when I learned that lesson the hard way, right? About being idealistic. And it was when I got called in by a soda company for talking, you know, saying the soda's bad and it's poison and it's this and it's that and diet soda's bad and it's poison and it's this and it's that. And they wanted to sit with me, right? And Giancarlo was like, let's go in. I think I've told this story.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Coca-Cola.
Yes. Yeah.
And, He's like, let's go in and let's just talk to them. And the lady was like, how, you know, surely you can appreciate that there's room in a healthy lifestyle for everything. And, you know, I was like, is that your son? You know, how much heroin do you, you know, I was very aggressive and much younger. We walked out of there and he's like, oh God, Jill. He's like, they employ the entire state of Georgia, first of all. Second of all, their reach on distribution is tremendous. And if you want to get anything done, like moving giants is key. And Coke owns like Honest Tea, you know, they own water companies. They've got a bunch of other products. So working with that giant is one of the best ways to make healthy products more affordable and more accessible. And, you know, these are all lessons that I've had to learn. You know, you can't teach anybody anything before they're ready, but God knows I try it, but I've had to learn them myself, right? No one could have told me in the moment. I had to learn it. And then she was talking about another fitness person and she's like, yeah, but this guy runs her company. Meanwhile, you know, John Carl. And I was like, what's your point? She's like, but you know, but I can run my own company. And, you know, she's got this cute little necklace that says feminist. And I was like, sweetheart. And I texted Giancarlo and I was like, what do I call you? And he's like, Pookie. I was like, no. I was like, what are you to me? And he's like, oh, man piece. And my joke about Giancarlo is he speaks to other men for me. And while you might think that's absurd and it's unacceptable, that's just the reality of business.
Hey.
That is the reality of business. They don't listen. I've tried. And then you end up jumping up and down and screaming and yelling. And I can just have Giancarlo call and say, hey, guys, I want to try doing X, Y, and Z. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. With me, they either yes me to death and do nothing. And then I just end up getting frustrated. And it's like you need a man to navigate those waters. You just do. And you, it's like, is it wrong? Sure. But is it life? You know, is it annoying? Yeah. Do you know how many times I've had to tell my agents and my lawyers, like, call me. You can call me. They always call Giancarlo. Every time. Yeah. Every time. Every time. And I finally got to a point where I'm like, just, I literally, he's like a translator for me. I literally am like, can you tell that man over there? You know, why is it seriously?
And hey, try and negotiate if you really need your brakes done or not.
Oh man.
Right? It's
right,
the same
why do you
thing.
Think I have Cody?
Do I really need brakes? And then you get, then a guy calls. It's like, oh no, these are, it's like, I'm sorry.
I've had the same issue if I go into like a Best Buy. Yeah. Like I worked at a computer repair store for a while.
But here's the thing. The limitation is not on your end. It's on the other person's end. So you've got to meet people where they're at, and that's life. That's life. So there are guys that just won't know how to relate to you. You can force it, you know, but it's like, I got to get shit done. I don't have time. I don't care. Ultimately, what
really?
I care about is that my project is good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
I don't sense. Like, yeah. And I just don't. I see the way men are with each other. And I know the opinions that some of them have. Look, I can tell when a man's not like that. Believe me, you know, and the younger, here's what's interesting. It's more of a Gen X thing. Millennial men are different. They really are. They're sensitive, like really sensitive. It's crazy. Look at Jake.
Yeah.
Look at my brother. They're like girls. And I say that in the best possible way. Like they're very sensitive. They're just a different breed.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. But a lot of Gen X men, they just forget it. It's a lot harder. They're very different. It's just a different thing. And so the reality, the reason I'm giving this segment is just for all the millennials out there. Like, I love your idealism. But I think that like, be careful that it doesn't hold you back. And another thing I was talking with this kid about is I was like, listen, sweetheart. She's like, yeah, but like, you know, this or that, or it's not in alignment with this or this, that, and you know, what have you. And I said, you don't need to change who you are if you're around those people or sharing an audience with those people or dealing with those people. You're just coexisting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and to not allow a man to run your business. it's our business. But if you had a male employee, geez, not my employee, we're business partners. But if you had a male employee, why not let the guy work for you? I'll never forget when Oprah tells the story about how someone said to her, if you like do this and this and this right, you can work for a nice white family one day. And she's like, I got a lot of nice white people working for me now. And like for all those women who feel that way, like you can have men work for you. I think the point is like, while idealism is a beautiful thing, it's also not reality. Mm-hmm. You're not going to change the way people think. You can't fix that. So you have to adapt and learn to work with it. Otherwise, it'll hold you back. And she got it, man. She fully heard me. She's like, I see. Next day, she's like, dude, I get it. I see what you're saying about this, this, and this. Because she's really smart. But like, you know, for fitness, she's like on point. But as a business person, she's just coming into this tremendous success.
I guess, you know, there's that, I have it on a coin, believe it or not, I have it on a little coin. It's the same thing. It's like, you can't change the wind, but you can adjust your sails.
Yes.
Right. But
yes.
But why we've been adjusting our sails for such a long time. Like, is it idealism to think, why can't we change the wind?
You can, but you got to do it incrementally. You got to get, you know, it doesn't happen. We've come this far, but at the same time, like you can have that fight or you can get something done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I can't, it's just, what am I going to do? Try to change,
no,
you know, this man. I don't care. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, and we can change our sons.
Yes.
We can hire, you know, different men when we get in those positions.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like you put your effort where you can affect change. Don't sit there and try to force something that won't move. That's where the change is going to happen. And look at these millennial boys. They're a different breed. Yes, Jacob.
I was going to mention, the millennial guys are definitely
different.
And I've had, you know, because I've worked with a lot of Gen Xers too.
Oh, man.
And it's hard to communicate with them when they still make like, you know, sexist or racist jokes and stuff. And it's like, well, that's not funny. We don't find that funny. But I wanted to say,
so true.
Millennial women are on the other end where you're saying, you know, you recognize that you can change your sales and you could slowly incrementally get things done.
I know.
Millennial women are very stubborn in the sense where they're like, no, I won't put up with a single thing.
And I know.
I cannot
deal
with this.
Young, though. They're young. I've seen that a lot.
To see that, you know?
I've seen that a lot.
I think with regards to the millennial women, we watch and we have watched our mothers do it, our like cower down to the men in their lives or the other women who are older than us cower down, and we don't want to stand for that. So I do think that there is a little bit of give and take that needs to come, but this is their way of making a stand.
You know what's interesting? I have seen millennial women go down in flames on principle alone. And I know that like they're going to have a few tough lessons to learn in business, and they will. Like there was this one kid that worked at BuzzFeed Digital, right? And so I was doing this thing for BuzzFeed with the Tone It Up girls, and she was like, easier, like make the moves easier. And I was kind of giving the girl TIU crap. They were doing like 1980s Jane Fonda stuff because she kept saying easier, right? And I was, you know, being me, giving people shit, like, which means I like you. And so it was my turn to do the move, and I was like, are you going to let me do something cool? Are you going to make me, you know, whatever? And she's like, you don't have to be a part of this at all. Yeah. And I was like, oh, honey. And I, you know, and it's like Giancarlo knows like the head of Buzz. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, oh, this kid. And I was like, okay, sweetheart, if that's what you want. And everybody like jumped in and, you know, and G like cornered her and he's like, why are you acting like a bitch? Like, he's like, you have no idea who I know. You know, and I was like, Giancarlo, stop, you know, don't. And he, you know, he backed down, but he's like, that's totally, and it's just like, and I got, and I was like, I was, and she's like, she was mean to me. And I was like, honey, I was kidding with you. But if that's the way you feel, you know, God bless. But like, I do notice like they've got a lot of bitch, but not a lot of badass. And that's where I think like, that's just going to be time. Like they're learning. They're protesting too much right now because they haven't fully solidified that sense of self. And it comes with time. I was the same way. I give them time.
Yeah,
Let them mature a little bit.
And I'm not saying what they're protesting is wrong or anything. I think, you know, they all have...
It's how they handle it.
It's how they handle it. And
know.
It's the idea that to make any change, you need some sort of power. And to get the power, you got to play a little bit of the game to get there. And that sucks, but that's the way it is right now.
I know. It's true. And but let them, you know, they're so young again. Like, life has to teach. Like, technically, she would have been fired for that.
Yeah.
Like that kid that I can't even remember if it was this one I talked about. No, it wasn't. The millennial that I had been trying to help who quit. And I, like, she'd made a big mistake. And I was like, if you'd made a mistake like this on anyone else's, you know, account or whatever, you'd be instantly fired. Like, this is life. I feel like you're not happy with me and quit. So, you know, let her get fired then by somebody and then she'll learn. That's how we learn. Sucks. Wisdom bombs. Hey guys, it's third love time, and it's no secret bra shopping. It's kind of a drag. I mean, I find all shopping that's not online a drag these days. I've become a millennial. But I gotta admit that I don't really love having a face-to-face conversation with somebody about my boobs. Don't love it. And what I do love about Third Love's online fit finder is they've got the online fit finder quiz. And they will help you find the right size and shape bra. No embarrassment, no waste of time, no drive time, no waste of gas money. It's all very, very exciting and efficient, which I like even more. Plus, did I happen to mention that Manus's Third Love bra fits her perfectly and she loves it and it's her favorite bra too, and Nicole's and mine and Heidi's. All you've got to do is go to thirdlove.com/Jillian. And guess what? You can try the bra, you can cut the tag off, you can wash it, you can wear it, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff in it. And if you don't like it, you can send it back within 30 days. 30 days. And you just pay $2.99 for shipping. That's how amazing and comfortable their bras are, people. If Third Love is not your favorite, no problem. Return it or exchange it for free. So go to thirdlove.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I wore perfume made from my vagina to see if it would get me better dates.
Wow. Wait, specifically made for your vagina?
I didn't do it, but made from her vagina. Yeah.
Like okay, her pheromones?
It says, a few weeks ago, my friend called me up to tell me a story she heard about a woman who used her vaginal secretions as an aphrodisiac perfume to attract men. So she tried it. Did it work or not, everybody?
No.
You know what? Maybe it did.
Courtesans of medieval Europe used to wear a little vaginal secretions to attract people and would dab it behind their ears. Example two. Many women are unaware of the extent to which their unique cassolet, French for perfume box, is their secret weapon.
My cassolet?
Oh, because apparently you're supposed to smell sweeter when you're ovulating. Like, smell sweeter to a mate that's attracted to you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard
All right,
of
so there's a studio.
Cassolet.
Yeah, and you go into the studio to do a formula and play with essential oils.
You just squat on some blotter paper?
Including some weird pheromone perfumes. Yeah.
Fair what do you enough. Do? Hop around? Hop around
There's
on a cushion
and
then they
cedarwood.
Boil the cushion?
I don't know yet. Let's see.
like a ball? Like a
There are scents
ball?
Like pumpkin pie and lavender and licorice and donuts. Said to increase blood flow to a guy's junk. My God.
What do they do? Do they make you go in an exercise ball and do some sit-ups and then That's say a... leave and then take it?
It says, I took a tiny perfume vial home with me in order to complete the final and most personal step. Oh my God, it's on YouTube! After watching a few YouTube videos and consulting the internet about how to collect vaginal fluid, I used a long Q-tip to basically extract some residue from her personal area in order to use it for her perfume. But because bodily fluids may not, quote, hold up, I decided my best way was to dip this...
Okay, you know You know what? I just ate lunch.
To dip this Q-tip in...
You know what? Why don't you just get a pot and boil your underpants?
Ooh.
Well, what's the difference? It's your stuff. It's personal. It shouldn't be going behind your ears.
She says the cashier at McDonald's was nicer to her than usual.
Oh my God.
She said, could he smell me? That? I couldn't smell me. Hang on. Tuesday. Hang on.
The cashier
reapplied the perfume for a burrito date with a friend. She said that nothing different happened there.
But she got a supersized fries at McDonald's.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, God.
She says, maybe you just need a new lipstick.
Wow.
Or a new outfit. That's interesting, though. No?
Wait a minute. You went this whole route.
Yeah.
Just to say at the end it didn't work and instead you just needed a new outfit.
It's not me. I didn't do it. There's this chick who wrote this. Her name is... Hold on. Follow Allison. That's all I have is Allison.
Underpants.
Ramirez. I thought it was interesting.
Oh, you know what I find the most interesting is that now I can call my area my cassoulet.
Right?
That is
it's
a take,
better than
is takeaway.
Hi. Is that you? Who else is there?
Hi.
Jake is here. Manis is here. Mm-hmm. Nicole is here. And I am here.
And Jillian's here.
And you are here. My favorite daughter.
Yeah. You're only one. Yeah. So that's not saying much. But nevertheless, Mom.
Sweetheart.
Last week,
all right, yes.
Janice tried to do a segment about hypnosis and past lives, which is bullshit because there's no such thing as time.
It was on regression therapy.
But then we started talking about, can you be hypnotized? Have you been hypnotized? And I said, my mom took a course in it once.
I took many years ago. God, I think it's been at least 23 years ago, honey. Yeah. I got certified in hypnosis only because at that time I was working with a particular patient who did something called dissociation, which it take me too long to explain, but it's a type of trance. And so I took a course in it and got certified so I could understand some of my patients better. But I'm not an expert on hypnosis in any way. What I can tell you is that hypnosis is just a trance state. And when you're daydreaming, you're in a trance state. It's just a different kind of trance state. So there's a whole continuum of hypnotic suggestibility and a whole continuum of saying we're really under somebody else's influence or we're just daydreaming. We're just kind of trancing out, right?
Okay.
So some people are more suggestible than others. I found when I took this course that I really wasn't hypnotize a bow. I mean, not to say I didn't relax, just like when I was listening to a meditation tape, but I never went to a place where they woke me up and I said, what happened?
Right.
If that's what you're talking about.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about that.
Okay. So go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Manis.
I was just going to say, when it's used in therapy, so a client is not going to... I mean, how do you control where the client might go with that, with suggestions? How do you control, or can you control, if the client does go somewhere that is scary, or does the mind not allow that, the subconscious mind?
Okay. Again, you guys have to realize this is not my area of expertise. What I can say to you, and this is my own opinion, I don't hypnotize patients, so I don't have to worry about those kinds of concerns.
Gotcha.
However, I certainly do make comments to my patients in terms of, I wonder if this would be how you felt or this might be what happened. And so in some ways, you might say they're suggestions, and I have to be very aware of that. So I will say to my patients, listen, part of what we do together is we explore. And so I may have, because I do psychoanalytic psychotherapy, you know, hopefully you will have some associations and just say whatever comes up. And I may have some, and I may share them with you. But if they don't resonate, you need to tell me, because they're hypothetical at this point. So I do the opposite kind of work. Okay. I think it's dangerous to suggest to people that, you know, this happened to you or that happened to you, or you go to this place. Now, what I can also tell you, though, is I do know that when people, reputable hypnotists, will create a safe place for you to go to if something gets scary. So they will say, create a safe place. You will sort of describe it. Could be at the beach, could be in the mountains. You're safe here and all these kinds of things. I'm there with you, or whoever you need is there with you, protecting you. So that if a patient under a trance goes to a scary place, you know how to guide them back to a safe place. Because if you don't know how to do all that, you're really endangering people if you're using this in therapy. So hopefully therapists know what they're doing who use hypnosis.
Right. What do you think about it for, like, smoking and things like that?
I think it probably can be helpful for some people. But again, since I don't use it, sweetie, I don't study it, I can't really be an expert and tell you about it. I think, for me, a hypnosis where, to me, the use of it is to help people go to a place to calm themselves down, which is very similar to meditation. Because when you're listening to meditation, you're in a kind of trance, right?
Yeah.
And hypnotizing somebody is simply helping them get to a place of trance, a place where they aren't blocked from, you know, their consciousness isn't blocking them from deeper material.
Now, Mom, thank you. I know you need to go because you have a patient. However, yes. Janice, would you like to tell my mom about your BlackBerry epiphany?
Well,
I had two epiphanies recently, but they had nothing to do with BlackBerries.
All right. Well, I think if you want to use this in your practice, you're welcome to. I'll make this very quick.
Thank you.
I'll make it very quick.
I've got 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I was pulling BlackBerry brushes, and you know what bushes and brushes, BlackBerries are very thorny, right?
Yes.
I was using the wrong gloves. I was using the wrong gloves, so the thorns were going in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, in the last couple of weeks, the thorns have been surfacing to the top of my hands. And what my theory is that the pain, trauma, it hurts when it goes in. Especially if you're using the wrong gloves, the wrong protection. It hurts when it goes in. But when it's healing, when trauma's healing, it hurts just as much when it comes out.
Mom. Yes. I would say yes to that.
Thank you, Joanne.
But can I make a distinction for
yes, please.
You here?
Yes.
But the pain coming out, that is pain of healing. It's useful pain that gets you out of the cycle of pain that never stops.
So you didn't have that part of your epiphany, did you?
Niece? No, but...
No, you were incomplete. And now I've solved your problem.
Oh, my God.
Because, in other words, if, let's say you had a trauma that you've repressed when you were, I don't know, a kid, a teenager, whatever.
Yeah.
So you repressed it, you forgot about it, but it was painful, and that's the reason you repressed it. It was painful, and there was nobody who could help you at the time. You repressed it. Now you're an adult, and you know that you, let's say, have agoraphobia because the trauma had something to do with that. And it's beginning to really impact your functioning. Gets to a place you can't leave your house. Well, in order to deal with that particular psychological issue, you will eventually have to go back to the trauma, but in very cautious ways that are timed. You don't just jump into the trauma. That would re-traumatize the person. So it's over time you gently sort of go back. But to relive it, you see, you have to release that pain, and you have to relive it in a different mindset, where you realize you're no longer powerless.
Right.
And that's painful. But the thing is, now the pain is no longer unconscious. It's conscious, where you can work with it. You can talk about it. You can inspect it. You can experiment with it. You can understand that part of the reason it was so traumatic was because you were powerless at the moment, at the time, and you no longer are. And therefore, it dissipates and it heals. But the process, think about any healing. Most healing, it's not just the surgery that hurts. It's the healing that hurts. But yep. then you get better. Whereas if you don't have the surgery and the healing, you don't get better. You stay sick and things get worse.
Well, see, I stood in the middle of the hay field and wept for at least an hour with my epiphany. Aww. So I appreciate that.
Well, it was,
that's very, listen, I'm telling you, Janice, no matter what, that moment for you was extremely meaningful. I don't know if you understand it all. I'm not saying I do. But no, I'm not saying
bless
I
your
do.
Heart.
Because I don't know. No, because I don't know you.
No,
so
I know.
Possibly. But the fact is, that kind of emotion coming up in that way means that something really that was painful came up for you. And you may not know the context in terms of words or images, but the feelings were released. That's what I mean by I don't know. I don't know where it spun from.
Yeah. And it does seem lighter. Yeah. And it's considering sleeping with men again.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
No, that's your daughter. That's your daughter today.
Okay, well, that's out of context for me.
It's all right for me,
I
too.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Okay, well, yeah.
All right.
All right, we love
Jillian,
you.
Jillian, I love you.
Okay, love you
love
too.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Guys, I want to tell you about my new favorite bar. It's called RX Bar. What does that mean, people? It means that RX bars are made with 100% whole ingredients. It's like a prescription for your life, but in a bar. And even the label says what's in it. It's like egg whites, dates, and nuts, which sounds like it might not taste delicious, but it tastes delicious. The chocolate sea salt is crazy shorts. It's so good. They have 11 flavors, but that's the one I really... There's like a coffee... cocoa one too, that's really nice. And they use 100% real cocoa and 100% real coconut as opposed to fake cocoa and coconut. And while you might think people don't do it, they do, bastards. But not RX Bar. It's awesome. You can take it on the go. It's great for a snack. It's great for breakfast if you're in a hurry. It's great for traveling. Toss it in your bag, whatever you need to do, post-workout snack, the bomb. Love it. I travel with them all the time. So very simple. Go to rxbar.com/Jillian and use the promo code Jillian, and they'll give you 25% off your first order. rxbar.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian at checkout.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, schnoosher. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got a quick and I got a snappy.
Okay.
I got tips that can help you turn off your fat-storing hormones.
I didn't even know that was possible.
We've talked about this in detail, but I thought I would try to make it kind of snappy with quick and easy takeaway to not bore the hell out of everybody. Ghrelin is the hormone that makes you feel hungry. Leptin is the hormone that makes you feel more full.
Okay.
So, all right, quick and easy. Obviously, sleep. Sleep produces more leptin. If you don't sleep, it doesn't produce leptin. You get more ghrelin. So sleep is key. Fiber. And here's a cheat. I mean, obviously, yes, I wish you'd eat your fiber. But if you take like psyllium husk supplements before a meal, like a couple of little psyllium husk capsules and pound a ton of water, it bloop, expands in your stomach, which releases more leptin.
And that's the key, because that psyllium husk, man, that stuff gels up.
You gotta take it with water.
Like soup. Yeah.
You gotta take it
with lots of water.
Lots of water. Yeah. So, okay, two tips, right? All right, next one is cortisol. We know stress management. Cortisol's not great. Okay, the best ways to manage cortisol, like cheat-wise, obviously, you know, other than like don't, you know, try not to stress, get your sleep.
And honestly, when you're trying not to stress, it stresses you the F out, man.
To not stress.
Yes.
Yeah.
So two tips. No more than 400 milligrams a day of coffee, which is like two strong cups.
Is that just coffee or caffeine?
Caffeine. Sorry. Thank you, Nicole. Caffeine.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Whatever. And vitamin C. Vitamin C
really
has been shown to inhibit cortisol production. Manage it, theoretically.
But if you take too much vitamin C, don't you just pee it out? Or is that B's?
You take too much of anything, yeah, it can be bad for the body, right? Think about it. It's like not enough sun, you don't get vitamin D. Too much sun, your skin deteriorates and you get cancer. I mean, it's skin cancer. So it's like anything. Vitamin A, you don't get it, you get a host of health issues. Too much vitamin A, your liver goes sideways. So, you know, that's where 15 minutes of off prime time sunlight a day, the rest of the time, you know, cover up, try to avoid toxic sunscreens and what have you, which will lead me to my next tip. But
Yeah, so you just get vitamin C in your diet, at least the RDA. Estrogen and testosterone. So we already don't have as much testosterone as men, but a lot of the xenoestrogens and toxins from chemicals in our beauty products or BPAs and plastics mimic estrogen in the form of xenoestrogen and shut down our testosterone production. So avoid or only use products that are in BPA-free plastics or cans that are BPA, bisphenol-A-free. Avoid, the rule, pesticides as often as you possibly can. Schnoosher, McDoosher.
Pesticides?
Avoid pesticides.
Avoid them.
Yeah.
Avoid them. So it's the clean 15, right?
Yeah.
Things with a thick skin like watermelon or an orange instead of an apple or a plum if you can't go organic. So clean 15 versus the dirty dozen.
Yep.
And, you know, try to use all clean beauty products because things with like perfume and phthalates and parabens, same thing. Mui, mall. I thought that was kind of snappity.
That was snappy.
Snap.
The snappiest.
Are ready, schnoosh bags?
Yep.
Schnooshy?
Yes,
Schnoosher. How do you like your new name? You haven't really commented on it.
Schnoozer.
Schnoosh.
Oh, Schnoosh? I like it.
Schnoozball.
I like it. What I like is over the years, it's developed.
Schnoozer dogs.
Mm-hmm. When we started back in 2011, can you believe we started this? You know what? You were one of the original podcasts. That's all I'm going to say.
It was Manoose. Then it became Nooser. Then it became Noosey. Then it became Schnooshy. And now it's Schnoosh.
Schnoosh. Yep, I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
H-I-C-T. H-I-C-T. Mm-hmm. H-I-C-T.
Yeah. High intensity continuous training.
Oh.
My God, we come up with new terms. So it's no longer high intensity interval training. Now it's high intensity continuous training.
Why? Because people were taking breaks during HIIT? Really?
That was the point of it, though. That's the point of HIIT is to go 100% recover, 100% recover, because you can't go 100% for a consistent period of time.
Except till HIIT.
HIIT. Yeah. So listen to this. I'm going to try it. I'm actually kind of excited to try it. So here's what you do. So I read about it, of course, in Men's Health. I always read the men's stuff.
Men's Health.
This is going to sound so awful, but I finally take the training stuff a little more seriously. Like a lot of the women's magazines are like a lot of the fluffier segments we do come from there. Like vagina perfume, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So HIC.
Oh, I know. My cassoulet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. HICT. So this is actually kind of interesting. So here's the theory, right? So their thing to dudes is the only type of cardio that gets you jacked. No, it's not going to get you jacked, but it might be metabolic. To get jacked, you need to destroy a muscle. Like, I mean, just hammer it into the ground and eat a ton of food. This isn't going to do that, but it could be pretty metabolic. So here's the idea. Hang on, let me find it. So it's 3 5-7 minute intervals. Okay. So, and they say to rest for 5 minutes in between, which seems like a terrible idea.
Like, yeah.
That I don't love. But I like this concept. So I want to try it and then sort of see where I net out on it.
Okay.
Every 3 to 5 seconds, you perform one rep of an exercise as powerfully and explosively as you can. Yeah. Do 2 more rounds, resting 5 minutes between each. Yeah. So it's up to 7 minutes. So each set is 5 to 7 minutes, right? And every 3 to 5 seconds, you do one rep. And I'll explain what that looks like in a minute.
Okay.
So it's like, go, 1, 2, 3, go, 1, 2, 3, go, like that. Okay. So, or every 5. So it could be like rep, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, rep. And you do that for 5 to 7 minutes.
Like a bicep curl or
It's a cardio thing.
Oh,
so in the way that HIIT was originally, right? Like sprinting, jumping jacks, what have you. So, they give a few examples. Here we go. Okay. The Airdyne or the stationary bike. So it says set the bike at the high, at a high resistance and pedal the bike so that both feet make a complete rotation. That's one rep. So pedal, pedal, rest.
That pedal, seems pedal, crazy.
Rest. I bet it actually would, because it's not a ton of rest. In the beginning, you might be like, this is nothing, but three to five seconds is actually not a lot of rest.
Okay, pedal, pedal, break. Pedal, pedal, that kind of rhythm?
Yeah, but really intense. So they're like, wear a weight vest. Step up, one, two, three. Step up, one, two, three. 5 to 7 minutes. The only thing I don't love is this.
Oh,
why need
just
a 5 minute recovery?
From 5 to 7 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it could be like, let's say it's on the row machine, right? Like, rip a hard pull. Although that feels like you constantly, like you never get in your momentum, but they don't actually have that one listed. But that'd be an example, I guess. Stairmaster. Set the machine at a high resistance. Stairmaster doesn't have resistance. Maybe they mean speed. Take one step with each foot. That's a rep. That's not a good example. But the step ups with weights. Look, I'm already redesigning it because that doesn't make any sense on the Stairmaster.
You could do, what if you did
Power sled. Exercise sled that's loaded with weight. Oh, what the about sled. The sled, right? When you push the sled.
Yeah.
So throw, one, two, three. Throw, one, two, three.
What about mountain climbers? Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Wow, 5 to 7 minutes. Now, at first I was like, whatever, but now I can see what that would do. That's intense.
It's kind of tough, though. You're limited on what you can do because it's got to be aerobic, right? So it's like a row, a pedal. One step doesn't make any sense. That's weird. Step, rest. Like, unless you're wearing a weight vest.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it with mountain climbers. For 5 days. Oh, God, that's tough.
It makes more sense to me on the bike. Pedal,
yeah.
Pedal.
Yeah.
Brake. Yeah.
Hicked. Yeah.
Cuckled.
Yeah. Vagina scent.
Pouliot. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.